We've taken the step to reward clients and our policyholders for being vaccinated because that truly creates value for us. It will mean that we are paying out fewer death claims, and that creates a surplus in the system to be able to reward clients.
COVID-19 has upset the balance of the world, and while some countries are starting to settle into a new normal, South Africa is unfortunately not there yet. You are listening to this Everything You Need to Know About COVID-19 and Vaccines podcast series brought to you by Discovery Health. This series is aimed at helping you understand the facts surrounding COVID-19 and vaccines in South Africa. Today we're talking about some of Discovery Life's new vaccination incentives and what South Africa will look like once we complete the vaccination drive. And helping us to navigate this complicated terrain is Discovery Life's Deputy Chief Executive Officer, that is Gareth Friedlander. I am your host, Mudiwa Gabaza, a writer at The Business Day and Financial Mail, and this is a conversation you don't want to miss. Gareth, greetings to you today.
Good morning, Mudiwa. Thanks for having me on the show.
I think in your own words, because COVID-19 has been affecting all of us, whether in, you know, as business individuals, organizations and the like, in different ways. But from your purview, how has South Africa been affected by the COVID-19 pandemic? And how does the current wave actually compare to the previous waves that we've seen both in South Africa and around the world?
Yes, Mudiwa. Well, you know, I think there's very few of us who haven't been impacted personally by COVID-19, having lost friends, families, colleagues. It's been a truly tragic period for the country and for many of us personally. From a numbers perspective, we're sitting here today at about 85,000 deaths around the country. We think that that's severely underestimated. When you look at the excess deaths in the country, you're at well over 250,000 excess deaths. We believe that most of those are COVID-19 related. So there's been a dramatic impact on South Africa. We've been one of the hardest hit countries in the world in terms of mortality. And obviously we are, you know, thankfully seem to be coming off the back of the third wave, a very dramatic third wave that had a significantly higher peak than waves one and two, driven largely by the much maligned Delta variant, which is the rampant variant around the world today, 30 to 60% more transmissible than the previous Beta variant that drove the second wave within South Africa. So it's been a really tough ride for South Africa and obviously globally.
One of the things that we've begun to appreciate from doing this series with some of your colleagues is the fact that Discovery invests in a lot of data, and you guys have a lot of information on hand just around the vaccines, around COVID-19, rates of infections, you know, all of these different data sets that you guys are constantly collecting. So maybe you could share with us some of Discovery Life's data-based insights with regards to where vaccination rates currently are with some of your clients.
Sure. So the numbers are starting to look encouraging. There was obviously a slow start to the vaccination rollout in the country, but it's really gained some real speed in recent months. And obviously supply has come on board in large numbers. So we're starting to see really encouraging numbers. We believe that over 60% of our clients have already been vaccinated or at least had one dose of the vaccine. And for clients above the age of 60, that increases to nearly 80% of our base, of our Discovery Life base, having been vaccinated. Obviously, those are higher than the numbers you see countrywide. So we really are embarking on, you know, huge awareness campaigns and a lot of incentives to try and encourage as many South Africans as possible to get vaccinated. We've seen unbelievably effective studies coming out around the world that really focus on the effectiveness of vaccinations and how they have been able to drive down mortality and hospitalization rates dramatically in the region of about 95% efficacy.
That's actually, you know, quite a bit of progress that's actually being made on that front. And I think that some of the numbers still could be a bit better, just depending on what type of drive we have in place. And at least, hopefully, the young people that were recently allowed to start vaccinating will really push that out. Because as young people, I know that we want to be able to go out there and, you know, as people say, eat our youth. But moving on, though, what has Discovery Life's experience been with the pandemic so far? Because I can imagine that from your purview as a company that sits in the place that it does, you must have some interesting insights just around how you've been affected and also at the same time how your clients have been affected.
Yes, Madhiva. So sadly, the impact of COVID-19 has been dramatic. We unfortunately see it come through every single day in our death claims. And to put that in perspective, in waves one and two, we paid over 1.5 billion rand in COVID-19 related death claims. We're about to release results where we'll extend more details around wave three and what we think wave four may look like. But it's been dramatic. Just to put it into context with some numbers, at this point in 2020, we've paid significantly more COVID death claims than all other causes of deaths combined. So you can add heart attack, stroke, cancer, motor vehicle accidents all together, and it's less than the number of COVID deaths that we've seen come through this year. So it just puts it into some context how dramatic this disease is. And perhaps some of the insights that we've started to see that many people may not appreciate is the increase in mortality rate is not just at the older ages. So it's very well known that the older ages are, you know, and people with comorbidities are far more impacted by COVID-19. But when you look at the relative increase in mortality rate, you actually see that the middle ages, clients between 40 and 50, have a higher relative increase in the mortality rate than, say, a 70 or 80 year old. And that's because the base mortality rate for a, you know, 40, 45 year old is a lot lower. So your chance of dying as a 45 year old from all other causes is still fairly low. When you get COVID-19, your chance of dying as a 45 year old goes up tenfold, 10 times relative to not having the disease. So it might be, you know, thought through the statistics that the risk is only at the older ages, but in relative terms, the risk is at all ages. And you mentioned the fact that it's been now opened up to 18 to 34 year olds. And certainly, even though there's a lower risk at the younger ages, the risk is still there. And obviously very important for all of our citizens to get vaccinated and move the country towards some level of herd immunity and protection.
Gareth, perhaps a quick follow-up to what you've just said about the fact that some of these middle age groups, some of the mortalities are a bit higher than people expect. Do you think clients or the general public are aware, you know, of some of those factors, or are we still going along the common knowledge that this is something that's going to hurt older people more than it or young people?
I think some awareness is coming through, maybe not the extent of it that we're seeing in the numbers, but you're hearing many anecdotes, I'm sure we all have, of friends, family, people on social media who have been young and healthy and sadly passed away. And, you know, I think those anecdotes are scary and certainly bring home the real truth around how COVID-19 can impact anyone. Obviously, there's a higher probability of being impacted at older ages or clients with comorbidities, but it really can impact younger clients. So, you know, getting this awareness out there is incredibly important and really speaks to the importance of people getting vaccinated.
Mm. And then speaking of that, you know, vaccination drive, because as one of the ways to at least mitigate the risk at the moment, vaccinations do seem like the best solution that we have. How has Discovery Life's reacted to the vaccine rollout that we have at the moment?
Given how we've seen the true kind of risk differentiation and an increase in mortality brought about by COVID-19 and the corresponding extreme efficacy of vaccinations, which reduce 95% of that additional mortality risk, we've taken the step to reward clients and our policyholders for being vaccinated, because that truly creates value for us. That will mean that we are paying out fewer death claims, and that creates a surplus in the system to be able to reward clients. So we were very proud to be the first players and still only players in the market to reward clients for being vaccinated. We rolled out last month our vaccination max payback offer, which allows new clients who commit to being vaccinated to receive up to 100% of their first year's premiums back. And, you know, really recognizing the importance of vaccinations and the ability that vaccinations have to reduce mortality of our clients. On the flip side, we've also asked clients as part of the new business process whether they've been vaccinated or whether they commit to being vaccinated. And clients who indicate that they are not committing or do not intend to be vaccinated may be rated up in their premiums in line with their increased risk, depending on their age and comorbidities as well.
And when you speak about, you know, something like that, some of the approaches that you're speaking about, should we make of that as being part of Discovery's general approach to placing innovation front and center of business operations? How should we be looking at that?
Yes, you know, I think we've obviously over the years have gained a reputation for innovation and using data and behavioral economics to drive people's behavior positively. We call it the shared value insurance model. It's very well known that if you can get people to act responsibly, to be healthy, to exercise, to eat well, that reduces their mortality. And in so doing, an insurer is well placed to reward them for becoming healthier, because that obviously means fewer claim payments and reduced liabilities on our side. It's obviously also good for society at large. So when we say shared value model, it creates value through behavior change and then passes that value back to the stakeholders, one of them being clients, society, and obviously the company. So this is another example of that. Vaccinations fall squarely in that space, where if you can get as many people as possible to do the right thing, to do the healthy thing and the responsible thing in terms of being vaccinated, that will create more value in the system for us to then pass back to those clients in the form of increased paybacks. And that's really the premise behind this offer.
Another follow-up, because I'm pretty sure that you guys have a lot of these engagements, especially with your clients. And we spoke earlier on about the awareness factor, you know. So when it comes to at least passing on some of the benefits that you're talking about, the shared value model, etc., it's a good thing from your end. But what is the challenge, I guess, in terms of communicating to clients that, you know, at the end of the day, all of this is in their best interests?
Yes, it's a good question. And, you know, I think we're doing what we can. We're reaching out awareness, you know, shows like this. I think your industry, Madhu, is doing an enormous amount for awareness and getting facts and education out there, ensuring that the public know about the efficacy of vaccinations and the risks associated with COVID-19. So I think that's what we can do. We can try to effectively, you know, incentivize clients, but at a country level, I think it's about getting awareness out there. We're seeing more and more industries and more players starting to jump on this bandwagon of ensuring that we incentivize clients and raise awareness throughout South Africa. But it's certainly something we've just got to keep plugging away at. We're seeing traction starting to come through, but I think it is something that we've got to continue to work at. And also, I think making vaccinations easily accessible to the public, you know, so rolling out as many vaccination stations as possible. Worksite vaccinations are something that I think are going to become very effective in ensuring that, you know, we reach more people. So there's an enormous amount being done, both public and private sector, to ensure a successful vaccination rollout. And we're starting to see that accelerate quite nicely.
When it comes to this, you know, set of incentives, some of the shared value that you're talking about, there is that limited offer, you know, that's happening at the moment, and that seems to be applying to clients with new policies. For the ones that already have existing policies or your existing clients, what's happening on that front?
Yes, well, the difficulty is that existing clients were effectively written on pre-COVID terms. You know, so COVID was not a thing when the existing books policies came onto the books. And therefore they were effectively already benefiting from rates that did not have COVID-19 in those rates. So they're effectively already on vaccinated type rates. And they're also protected by the terms and conditions of their policies. So we don't change our existing clients' policies in terms of their premiums. And we obviously also don't know on the existing book what their intentions are in terms of vaccinating. We are, however, working on ways going forward to try and incentivize existing clients to vaccinate as well. But we've already seen dramatic take up, which is really encouraging.
And one of the things that's now happening because of vaccines and, you know, different areas of our lives is vaccination status, you know, either your card or, you know, a commitment to being vaccinated or having been vaccinated. And people might be interested to know whether or not vaccination status might become something that, as Discovery, you guys are now asking when people, you know, apply to be part of the Discovery family.
Absolutely. And, you know, that is one of the things we are looking to bring in where possible. in the life insurance industry where risk rating is the norm. You know, we ask people their age, their gender, their smoking status, what hazardous pursuits they partake in. All of these things are to assess risk. So it's very much an accepted principle of life insurance pricing to try and ensure that you rate risk appropriately. And certainly that allows you to charge lower premiums to clients who don't partake in, you know, some of the riskier behaviors. So that is why we are bringing in vaccination status as a question in the new business process. And we will be asking clients whether they intend to vaccinate or whether they have been vaccinated. And clients who do intend to vaccinate will be rewarded through lower rates effectively, and as well as this max payback special offer that I've already mentioned. Whereas clients who do not intend to vaccinate may be rated up in terms of their premiums in line with their increased risk associated with COVID-19.
And it does make sense, the fact that status around COVID-19 vaccinations would be included, because, you know, as insurance companies and providers, you guys do have to assess the risk, as you said. And there's always a number of different factors that go into all of that. And I'm sure that as a team of actuaries, there's a lot of detail we could probably get into around all of these issues. But one of the things that Discovery is famous for is this approach of using its innovation to try and instill certain type of behavior change for the better when it comes to their clients. So when it comes to the special offer, does this special offer actually form part of Discovery's broader approach to that issue of behavior change and incentivizing of healthy behaviors in your clients?
We hope so, Madhua. I think that's certainly the intention behind it. We have seen through many years that incentives work very well. And they do tend to change people's behavior. Things as small as a coffee or a free smoothie tend to get people up and running every week. So we're looking to really provide a big incentive, which is up to 100% of all your life insurance premiums back for the first year. And we're hopeful that that is a huge carrot to incentivize clients to vaccinate. And obviously, it's also appropriate. It's because that vaccination reduces the majority of risk associated with COVID-19. It's good for society. It's good for the broader community. And, you know, it creates that value for clients as well. So we are hopeful, and we certainly believe that incentives will work and that this will further incentivize clients to be vaccinated, reduce their risk, and do the right thing for society at large.
And, you know, we certainly hope that all of that behavior change does come through and that people do take on, you know, some of the incentives and some of the behavior change elements seriously as well. So it's been quite an interesting, you know, discussion with Gareth Friedlander, who is the Deputy CEO of Discovery Health, just giving us some insight into what's actually going on in terms of Discovery Life's response to COVID-19 and the pandemic, what the current wave is looking like, the experience throughout the pandemic so far, as well as the current vaccine rollout. And he's saying that they do have a number of different incentives in place, ending off talking about how incentives can actually be used as a good way, at least from their experience, as a way to engender some of that behavior change that actually works for the best of people later on in life. So thank you to our guest. That was Gareth Friedland, Deputy CEO at Discovery Life, for your time. And thank you to our listeners for tuning into Discovery's Everything You Need to Know About COVID-19 and Vaccines podcast, where we unpack facts surrounding COVID-19 and vaccines in South Africa. Tune into our next episode. You can find our current episodes on iono.fm, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Pocket Casts, or wherever you choose to stream your podcasts. These episodes are also published on the Business Day and Business Live website. Please subscribe for free future episodes and ensure that you don't miss out. I've been your host, Mudiwa Gavaza of the Business Day and Financial Mail. Stay safe, stay healthy, and join us next time on our Everything You Need to Know About COVID-19 and Vaccines podcast, sponsored by Discovery Health.